Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and we're thankful to have you with us today. But today, the host will be Sister Margaret. So, Sister Margaret, we're putting it in your hands at this time. Sister Margaret?
Okay,
it's now
I think we got it. Okay. Thank you. Great Lord, blessings, everyone. Today is Worship Wednesday, and we're going to do some worshiping, and we're going to do some talking. Today I would love to talk to you about an enemy and a thief. In today's society, we got to really pay attention to everything. But I'm going to stop, and I'm going to say a prayer. So everybody, let my Lord know your request for your prayers. So I'm sending them up to him. As you speak your prayers, he's hearing it, and I'm just going to reiterate to him. Most glorious, precious, my love, I come to you in thanks, glory, honor, and praise, giving us this opportunity to be together. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to teach and to get an understanding with everybody what they need and what their wants are. I ask that you go to each and every one that's on the line, that will be on the line, and that will listen on the computers, on their phones, whatever they do to get to hear this word from you, my Lord. I ask you to go in and touch each and every one according to their needs, according to your will. I ask you to touch them, especially my sister Mary, and especially Deacon. I want you to touch each one of them and apostle on so and anoint him with your power. I love you and I adore you and I appreciate you, my love. Thank you so much for letting us come together. Amen. 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 Glory, my love. Okay, everyone. We're gonna think about. I want you to sit down and think about your life. Think about everything going on within your life. Within you. You know the devil's running rapid. So we got to search for our understanding so we can know what to look for. The devil will creep in unaware. He is the truth thief because he does stuff no matter what it is. He will come to you no matter how he comes to you. It's through your friends, through your family, through your job, through your finances, through your church. He will do any and everything to get to you. So I want to read some scriptures for you today. First scripture would be Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 29 and verse 30. And he reads, "Be filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of my God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient, and we're going to go down to, hold on, 1 second. Matthew chapter 24, verse 48. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have had his, would not have suffered his house to be broken up." Revelation 16 and 15. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, and lest he walk naked, and they see his shame." Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. "Remember therefore now, thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." John 10 and 10. "The thief cometh not to but steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Hallelujah. So true. And Matthew 5 and 43. ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. 10:19 Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And finally, 1 Corinthians 15:26 The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Okay, I read the sins because that's how the devil gets us. We enjoy sins a little bit too much, so the devil will come in, creep in, and hold you hostage. So you are his. You are his, in his command, because you are enjoying the pleasures of the flesh, which is sinning, no matter which sin it is. I mean, in today's society, there is multiple issues with sinning, because people will kill no matter what. And they say, that should not murder. That should not kill. You cannot kill. You cannot lie. But people are lying. Every time you turn around, people are telling lies. People are being deceitful. People are being dishonest. People are being hurtful. They're abusers. They use drugs on innocent little kids. They have kids selling just for them, running around for them. People are doing evil, wicked stuff. And the devil is creeping so rapidly because his time is up. He has no time left. He's doing every single thing he can do in this little bit of space because he's doing it to get people to go against my glory. And let me tell you about my glory. My glory, he is so awesome. He's so wonderful. No matter what, sinning and doing bad, evil things, he's sticking right by every last one of us. He's doing that in preparation to make sure that you have every opportunity to change your life. Because if you sin him, you are his enemy. So he's thinking about you to try to change who you are. Because sin, he hates him. If you remember, if you know, and if you remember in the Bible, where my Jesus took in every last one of the sins from before him to during him, to us and past us. He called all the sinners to him because he wanted to make everybody equal. He had to make sure that we all had the same opportunity. We all had the same opportunity to reach my glory land, our promised land, because heaven is our promised land, and we have to do our part to reach heaven. So heaven is our promised land. So I speak to our promised land as in heaven. So I want you to know that whatever we do, we have to walk straight and do whatever we need to do in order to reach my promised land. The devil will creep in. No matter how he do it, he will try to creep in and take cover. I mean, that's why people are so rudely grabbing in drugs, because the devil has a hold on them. He's feeding them they want and they need to have their drugs. So we have to watch out what we do and how we do it. People that cuss. He puts words and thoughts and things that people say so they go out and do all this crazy stuff. He put wicked, evil situations in people to take them over. Whenever he takes them over, they're his until they make a solemn choice to make my Lord their choice. And it has to be a true choice, because if it's not a true choice, the devil will come back in and take right back over. Because, you know, the story about the man who grabbed his garment and threw up his house, and the demon came to see, and he was like, he'll bring back seven more to invade, because the man didn't clean it to the depths of his whole soul. He just did the wipe down. So we had to do the complete depth of our souls and get us completely clean so the devil can use us, because he has such an evil hatred of my glory. He does this because he tried to take over my promised land. He tried to take it over because he thought he was much better. He thought he was the bomb. He thought he was everything. So he decided he was going to take the people and take the angels and get them against my Lord. So he took one third of the angels, and they all went against my Lord because they thought that Lucifer was a thing. So he tricked them, and he's tricking everyone. He's trying to trick each and every one of us. So we got to be strong. We got to be focused. We got to be sincere and keep our ways about us to not fall into the traps of the evil one. He will set any kind of trap. Your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings, your nieces and nephews, your cousins, your job, everything is not off limits. He will do any and everything to get to each and every one of us. I'm a personal witness today because he got into people here to go against me. So I know the tricks of the devil completely. That's why I can speak fast, because I know his tricks. I've seen it firsthand. So I want you to know that whatever it takes, you've got to be strong. You cannot take down. You cannot give up. And you cannot give in. Because when you do that, your hell will be your home. Hell is the worst place to be. You cannot be in hell and be happy. There's nothing but hell happy. Everything is misery, torment, torture, evil, wickedness. Nothing is good. So if you want to be that person that don't enjoy happiness, stick with it. It's your choice. We have free will choices. Our free will is what we want to do. My Lord, he does not summon us to make sure we do what he wants us to do. He gives us the opportunity to do what he wants us to do. He will not force it on us. He will never force anything on any one of us. He is always, whatever you do, it's your decision. That's what you want to do, you do it. Because we are his. So he let us have free will choices. And in doing the free will choices, we have to make sure we work about doing the right thing to make it to our promised land. Because if we don't make it to our promised land, we're in total misery. I mean, you will be completely engulfed in such an unquenchable fire, such an unquenchable heat, such an unquenchable torment that you will not be able to set yourself free. You can't pray. And the one thing you will not get is my glory. He will not come back to hell to bring anybody back up. He did once and once on. He did that to redeem the ones that died before he got on scene. Those that died before he got on scene, he went down to rescue them. David said, he said, I know you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer the holy ones to see corruption. So David was telling him, he never knew that they were going to hell. But David knew that my Lord was coming to get them at some point. So right now, in our judgment room, we don't have the opportunity that they had back then, because we have to be able to watch and wait and pray. We have to watch, wait, and pray no matter what. It is truly a blessing to see what we do according to my Lord's will. If we work and do the same to my Lord, he is ready, willing, and able to incorporate us into such a strong performance of who we are to show our manifestation to be able to reach the highest heights of the greatest goals. Because my Lord, he is absolutely, absolutely every single thing that you could ever believe. He said, I am that I am. And that I am that I am is every single thing. Every single thing. A doctor, a lawyer, a peacemaker, he's a doctor, a lawyer, a peacemaker. He is a home furniture. He is a car, the grass. He is oxygen. He is a heartbeat. He is the organ. Chase Porter, he is the blood. He is every single thing to us. He is our sight. He is our sound. He is our speech. He is every single thing. There's not one thing that he is not. The one thing he is not is a liar, a cheat, or a thief. Those things he is not. But he's a gifter. He's a lover. He's a protector. He's a provider. He is every single thing we need, every single thing I want. I can't speak for nobody else, but I want him. According to his perfect way, according to his perfect way. He has been a provider. He's been a protector. He has been my healer. He has been my redeemer. He has been my salvation. He is my everything. I cannot live without him. He is everything to me. He has kept the devil from creeping in and doing things to me. He has kept the devil from getting to my surroundings to keep them from doing certain things. Because I was on the bullseye list of people that he wanted to take at near the Pacific time. He tried 3 times in one day. 3 times he tried in one day. He tried 7 times over the course of 3 days. So know that I know I had a mark. But that mark this time, my Lord, he took that mark. He told him no, he cannot touch me. So I know he gave me pills to try to kill me. But my Lord, he protected me. So just know that one of those pills that the Mayday tried to give me was cocaine. And you know, that is a derivative. You know, is one of the things that you get a hold to quickly. It's not nothing that is a long term. It's right quick. You get it one time, you want some more. So that's what my precious, glorious, my love protected me from, because he knew the devil was trying any and everything to turn me back, and he does it to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're out there sinning, he will not touch you. But if you're doing good and doing the work of my Lord, he will come at you at every ankle. No ankle is not close to him. Everything is open. And there's no limit to what he will try, because he will try in and everything. He is a thief that will do anything to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, in the Bible where he tried to tip my Jesus, he did not know that my glory, my God, my Father was inside of my Jesus. He did not know that. He tried and tried and tried. So 40 days he tried. So, you know, you're not off limits because my Jesus is not off limits. Nobody's off limits to what he tried to do. So we have the protection. We have the supreme authority that comes in and wrestles in his glory and protects us. We have a shield. Nobody sees the shield, but we have that shield because we are protected. Through and through, we are completely protected. I want you to know that whenever we walk, we are substantially here. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, we are here because he is such a glorious wonder. Nothing is withheld from us. We have everything in our faith here because he gives us every single thing we need. He will give us some wants, not our wants, but he will give us some wants, and he will give us extreme benefits. I mean, the benefits of waking up, the benefits of fresh air, the benefits of food. I mean, all those things. I mean, when I say benefits of food, food is a necessity. But certain foods is not a necessity. That is a benefit because I can tell you, now, I don't like eggs. I cannot eat eggs. So a benefit to me is to have some of the other eggs. So he would grant us certain things. If you can't eat something, he will grant you something you can't eat. He will give you what you can eat. What you can't eat is fine. The benefit falls under what you can have. Like a steak, you can have a steak. You can have fish. You can have any sort of beef. I mean, every sort of beef, chicken. I mean, everything is up to us. If you can't eat something, he will substitute for something else. So know that his will, his way will work for us no matter what. And as I said before, he will be with us no matter what until the last breath. That last breath is a discerner of who we are. So if we do sinning and we are on our last breath, it would have to have my Lord, come to me, Lord, I need you, Lord. I mean, honestly, you are up to hell. Nothing is shortchanged. You are up to hell. Hell will come in and breathe on you and take you away. And my Lord, he is right beside you no matter what. Each and every moment of your life, he's right here. He's been right here from the first second you were born to right this very second. He was always right here. 10 billion people, he's right with each and every one of us. So know that you have favor. Know that you have an ability to do according to his perfect will in his perfect way. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Be true to my love. Don't go and say, that's for somebody else. Or, no, I can't do it right now. I'm busy. Make that time. Always take that time for my love. He is always willing to be with us. So we need to return the favor and always willing to be with him. To study, to sing symphony songs every time we turn around. Not a day that don't go by that we don't need to worship him in one way or another. Me, I take and listen to my gospel. I listen to the word. I read the word. I write. I think. I pray. I worship. Every single thing I do according to what I feel my love needs for me to do. And that's what I would do. I give his approval. I give his understanding. I give his knowledge. I give his salvation. I have his whole salvation. And that's the one thing we all need, his whole salvation. Nobody else's. The devil can do what he does. The devil deceives you, but the devil cannot protect you. The devil cannot save your life. The devil cannot give you nothing. No house, no car, no job, no food, no furniture. He can't give you sight. He can't make you hear. He cannot do nothing. He is truly nothing, because he cannot do nothing but deceive. He is great at deceiving. He's great at belittling. He's great at doing most evil, true things to anybody that tries to be good. He will take whatever he can, as a thief he is. He will take whatever he can to walk according to his own way. He will come in. He will sit down. He will give you thoughts that are evil and cruel. He will make you think you're wrong. He will have people come in and cuss you out. He will have people come in and mistreat you. He will have people that will come in and do just evil offerings to you, because that's who he is. He is the most belligerent, crazy person, well, a crazy spirit, not person, but crazy spirit that it would ever be, because he has no thought for nothing but himself. He thinks of himself only. He walks according to his own way to do whatever he wants to do. So know, be careful, be watchful. Know that my glory is right with us, no matter what. The only thing we have to do, we must call out to him. We must praise him. We must pray. We must honor him. We must trust him. And we have to believe in him wholeheartedly. We cannot be like, well, I believe he did this, but he didn't do that. We can't do that. We have to know for sure everything that he is and everything that he has accomplished just for us. Because everything that was done just for us. So we are here for his fruit, for his vessel, for his foundation, for his every single thing, because he is I am, because he is that I am. He is every single thing, the light. I mean, honestly, people will look at the sun, be like, why the sun is shining so bright? But no, that is my glory shining. He is shining over the whole world through just the glory of having the sunlight. His glory is shining everywhere. It is highly raining right now, but his glory is still shining out there. So everybody take heed to what the glory really is, because the glory is a powerful and beyond every single thing. We cannot take down and be enemies to my Lord. We cannot sin and be the enemy to my Lord because of their promises. We have to be able to stay firm, to stay holy, to stay righteous, to be extremely proficient in what we do for my love. We cannot thereby, we cannot shortchange my love. We have to work according to his will and his way. We are not our own, we are his. So we can't do nothing but our free will choices. We cannot do anything but our free will choices. We make the choices up to serve him or not serve him. We make the choices to eat this or not eat this. We make the choice to drink water or not drink water. We make the choice to work or not work. Those are choices. So know that he is right with us no matter what. Give him the glory at every single moment possible. We deserve every breath that you take yours. I praise you, my love. I praise you, my love. I praise you. Talk to people. Tell people how good that my love is to each and every one of you. I dare you to tell somebody today how good my Lord has been to you over the last 24 hours. From 12 o'clock yesterday to right now, something that he has done for you. He won't heal for one thing, so that's unforgiving. But tell something he has done personally for you in the last 24 hours. You've got something because you have favor. Everybody has some sort of favor. Some people have more favor than others because of who they are and how they live their life. But every single person has favor. They could be the deepest enemy, the deepest wicked evilness. They still have favor because they're breathing, because their heart is beating, because their organs are working. They still have some form of favor. So know that for sure that when we do whatever my Lord wants us to do, we are able to walk according to his perfect will, his perfect way. It doesn't matter what's going on. My Lord, he is right with us. He takes us and does things that we need done for us. No matter what it is, he will do it. Know for sure that he will absolutely do whatever we need. In the scriptures, all the sins, he hates sin. So stop doing sin. Because he had it. You are doing sin. You are his enemy because you're doing sin. Because you're letting the devil rule you. And sins are a ruling of the devil. The evil one is the worst. Whenever it comes to sins, he is there pushing you, conniving you. He is there giving you encouragement to do each and every one of the wrong things. He's never there whenever you're doing the good things. He's always trying to force you to do what's wrong. No matter what it is, he's always forcing you to do what's wrong. So know that for sure that he is able to do any and all things. He is right with us no matter what day, no matter day, the nighttime, the daytime, the 24 hours of our day, the 365 days in a year. No matter what it is, he's right with us. From the first breath to the last breath, he's right with us. So he is the phenomenal workman of craftsmanship that has ever, ever sustained anything. Look at the sky. Look how beautiful the sky is. His artistry is so phenomenal. The trees, the beautiful trees, the flowers. I mean, just pure beauty, the pure essence of everything that he has for us. We are his. So know that we are covered no matter what. So work yourself to the point where you know the enemy steps in unaware to take over, to make you an enemy of my Lord. So you don't want to be the enemy of my Lord. You want to be his friend. You want to be his servant. You want to be his vessel. So know that the enemy is out to destroy you no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs. He will destroy whatever you do. He will destroy you. So know that whenever we make our choices, our free will choices, we have to know what we're doing. So be watchful, be careful, be observant, be prayerful, be praising, be pleasing, because nobody in their right mind wants to go to hell. I mean, hell is complete torture. And when the lake of fire comes, you will feel that you will be a haven spirit that will feel the engulfing fire, the engulfing sulfur, the engulfing, suffocating presence of hell. You will feel each and every one of that. So know for sure that you must stop, take time out, observe your life, know what you're doing, and be faithful and true to my love. You got to repent. You must repent, and you must tell my Lord that you are his, and work towards being his. Don't start, I'm yours, and don't start just laying around doing nothing. Work towards being his. Tell somebody. Like I said, I challenge, and I dare each and every one of you to go out and tell somebody of the goodness of my Lord. Just go out and do it. And since the marriage, I'm going to let the lines open up. If anybody wants to say anything, go ahead.
Praise the Lord, my sister. Praise the Lord. I
praise
tell you, God
Lord.
Is so good, so good.
Oh,
he
yes,
gives
he
us all, he gives us all a choice because he loves us. He don't want us to be robots. He wants us to love him and praise him for what all that he does for us. Because, and I was hearing
Amen.
How you gave your testimony behind Satan tried to take you out. But God had a purpose for you, and he knew he was
yes,
going to
yes.
put you on this podcast to give your testimony, and Satan wanted to take you out. But God, Jesus, he said no. He said no.
Uh-huh.
Satan had a plan, but God had a plan for you also. And you gave your testimony about how Satan tried to take you out. But, honey, whatever God has a plan for you, he lets it come to pass. And I know when left God's presence, you know, Satan tried to take me out also, but God said no. And I thank God that he brought me back into the fold, because he knew that I loved the Lord. If I was disobedient and went back out into the world, he didn't take his hand off of my life, and he brought me back into the fold, and I am his child. And I love him, and I'm going to serve him for the rest of my life. Because if Satan would have had his God would have, if God would have took his hand off of me at that time, I would hit that transfer truck when I fell asleep under the wheel, didn't realize it. And when God allowed me to stop just in time, I was on my way to work that morning with my two children in the back seat. And I didn't see that, but God let me wake up just in time not to run out there in the other lane, and that transfer truck just zoomed by me. It would have killed me and my two children. But God said no, and he woke me up just in time. On my way to work, I had fell asleep under the wheel, didn't realize it. But God allowed me to wake up just in time, and that for a trip, Zoom me. Satan tried to kill me, but God saw, ma'am. He saw that he had a plan for my life. But I was in a backslidden way at that time. But he loved me so that he didn't let Satan take my life, because I would have woke up in hell. Praise God. But I God he had on my life. And he saw that I was coming back to him. I thank God. I thank God for the prayers of the saints that was praying for me. Because Satan tried to take my life. Because of Peter too. If God had not had his hand on me, I would have woke up in hell. My two babies would have went on to be with the Lord, but I would have woke up in hell. But God said no, and he brought me back into the fold. I thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his love that he had for me, that he spurred my life. And I thank God for you, sister, because God is blessing you, even though you in the rehab right now, you still giving God the praise. You are such a blessing. And I thank God. Satan had a plan for you, but God had a greater plan.
Yes, he did.
He had a greater plan. He's using you even there. He's using you, and you can continue to lift up the name of Jesus, and whenever God opens that door to have a faith on the podcast, you use it for the glory of God, because God knows what he's doing. God knows what he is doing, and whatever God says, that's what you do, because he knows better than we do. He knows better than we do. And see, Satan's on a rampage because his time is growing close. But, honey, his end, we know what his end is. But if we hold fast to that we have been taught, we're going to make it to that city that Jesus, God, has prepared for us. So I just want to encourage you, my sister, to continue to do the work God has given you to do. Praise God.
Amen.
Continue.
And I promise you that no matter what, I'm going to do it.
You continue. You be encouraged and continue to do that work, because whatever God's given you to do, nobody else can do it. So you continue to be strong, courageous, and continue to stand tall for God, because whatever God's given you, no one else can do it but you. And I thank God for you, my sister. I thank God for you. So you just continue to be encouraged, my sister, and I love you. Praise God. Praise God.
I love you.
Praise
the
Lord.
I love you, sweetheart. I tell you, the devil will try any and everything to take us out. So we got to be watchful. Yes. We got to be prayerful. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter. And the pills, whenever she tried to give me the pills 2 days beforehand, she told me that, that's a new gas pill. I was like, gas pills will not be small. So she was like,
See, God didn't allow it. God didn't allow it. So you just keep on doing God's will, God will see you through.
I tell you, from the first breath until the last breath, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. I'm his vessel. I'm his, no matter what. I'm his fortress to use me according to what he wants. I will not take down. I will not give up. And I will not give in. I will not let the devil trick me, because I'm strong. I know I'm strong. I have the Holy Ghost. I have my love. No matter what, I'm covered from the longest hair of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm covered. Just like everybody else who are worshiping and honoring my love. We have to do that. We were put here to do that. So we must do that according to what he wants us to do.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. So you continue to be encouraged. Praise God. And whenever God opens the door, you just walk in and obey. Praise God.
Oh, yes. You know I will. You know I will.
Keep Bishop Brian in your prayers. He had to go in and get some more medical help done, and just continue to lift him up in prayer. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's just amazing to see how people are slacking. You know about Carlton Pearson, the singer preacher from way back when, that he changed his whole perspective. He changed everything. He said that there is no heaven, no hell, that everybody, no matter what, will go to heaven. And I was like, how do you come from reading the Bible, preaching the word, to going out and saying that heaven is not real? Hell is not real. Hell is real. And I'm going to tell you how I know. Because I've seen some people die, and I've seen hell grab hold of them, and they were in torment and torture. So, I mean, honestly, you sit down and you think about it. Whenever you see people dying and they're grasping and they're bundled up and they're lost, they're trying to fight, that's hell grabbing them. That is hell grabbing them because right before then they had a choice. They did not make the right choice. So hell grabbed them. So know that for certain, hell is definitely real. People are tormented in hell by this very type. People are tormented too. I mean, you know, we have worse things going on here in the world. And America is a whole lot worse than everywhere else in the world. Because America has the worst bunch of idiots that has ever been. Because they will take and worship people because they have money. They will take and worship people because they have fame. They will take and worship people because they have nothing better to do, but they will not worship my love, who gives them every single day, who gives them every single hour, who gives them every single minute, who's giving them everything over the course of their life. No matter what it is, they have everything from my glory. My glory gives every single thing. So we cannot shortchange him. We cannot belittle him. Because he gives us every single thing. No matter what, he gives us our memory. He gives us our stand. He gives us our education. He gives us our life. We are his life. So he gives us our life. Because when we live in according to his will and his way, we show in our life. Because our life is just representative of who he is. So everybody knows that when you work his word, the faithful goal of loving my Lord, no matter what, you're showing your light. You're showing your manifestation and who you are in him. If anybody else has anything to say, go ahead. And I'm sorry for taking up so much time. Okay, my sister, you want to pray yourself?
But praise God. Okay, most holy God, we thank you today for all that have been said and done. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. We thank you for having the opportunity to share your word, oh God, because if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here today. But we thank you because you love that you sent your son Jesus into this old wicked world, that we may have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for your love getting deep down in our soul, for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, no other one could die and give us life like you have, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for our sister, God, and all that she had to say, to share for those that listen on the computer, God. We thank you today, God, because all that we have today, oh, God, all the many blessings that have come our way because of you, Lord. Oh, God, just help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Help us, God, to love one another and share the good news that you have given us today, Lord. Oh, Lord, because truly people are dying without you on their side. Help us today to be a light in this dark and evil world. Oh, God, so many people don't want to serve you, but you still stand with your outstretched hands. And whosoever will, let them come unto me. Oh, God, because you won't save. You come to seek and to save those that are lost. Oh, God, bless the ones in the jail houses today, the prisons, God, the hospitals, Lord. Oh, God, men and women dying today that don't even want to know you today, but you still saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, God, bless today, Lord. Oh, God, the ones that don't even know, haven't even heard about you today, Lord. Father, you know those, God. We love you. Bless my sister today. Continue to bless her. Oh, God, continue to use her, God. Supply her every need. Bless all the sick and the afflicted, God. Oh, God, bless your ministers, God, that's out there teaching the word, God. Oh, God, just help us to just be all that you want us to be, Lord, because you're coming back for your people, God. And we want to be living the life that we can go back with you when you come, Lord. Oh, God, just bless all the ones in the prison houses today, Lord. Bless those in all over the world today, Lord. You know those that are yours, God. And we honor you in our soul today, Lord. We say thank you, hallelujah, for all that you
have done for us.
We give you praise. We give you glory, God, because, God, you have done so much for us, Lord, and we just want to give you honor and praise today, Lord. Oh, God, nothing good that we have done, but we just want to say thank you for our salvation purchased through the blood of Jesus. Bless all the sick and the afflicted and the bereaved, God. Oh, God, in the name of the brokenhearted, God, today. Remember those that are hurting today, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the program today. We thank you for your word, God. Oh, God, because your word heals the brokenhearted. Now, just lead and guide us through that today. Oh, God, he just helps us to continue to lift you up in the life that we live. Oh, God, representing you. Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise. We ask you these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. And we love you,
Jesus. Amen. Glory.
And we thank you, God, for doing the program. We thank you, Father. And we'll be calling on you again. Praise God. Great job.
I'm ready whenever you want
to. Oh, praise God. I'm excited.
Praise thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Bless you.
And you have a great day.
Bless you.
And we say shalom.
Bless shalom, everyone.
Praise God.
Bless us, everyone.
Bless
shalom.
Everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.